Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The January 6th hearings are a disaster for Democrats. Repeat, a disaster. Kabuki theater for the blue meat eating Democrats who want to see Trump stomped in the dust. That's what they wanted. Get Trump at all costs. Get Trump, get his family. And here it comes. Wait for it, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Get you. Get anybody who dare. Support Donald Trump. Support somebody who's going to go in there and clean up this mess, what he called the swamp. You know it's a swamp now. You know the media minions are nothing but fake news and the whole deal. They have to make Trump look as if he never existed in this constitutional republic. And all they're doing is they're making a martyr of the man. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Thanks. I had to raise that up a little bit. Anyways, they say it's a, I've seen different newspaper, or not news, you know, but articles on the internet. You can see how old I am, newspaper. A stunning lack of evidence. That's what Martha McCallum said. I haven't watched it. I'm not going to watch this nonsense. And by the way, neither of many of you, you're not watching it either. But stunning lack of evidence. That's what most people are saying. I saw this headline. Expectations about prosecuting Trump may be shifting. I didn't read it, but I can only believe that anybody who was hoping that Trump was going to get prosecuted, they can. That's a pipe dream. Donald Trump's making presidential plans for 2024. And you know what the Democrats are doing? They're trying to figure out how do they save their butts in 2022 and then in 2024. Because if the Republicans get back the House and start understanding that Trump has a big position to play in the Republican Party, I'm not saying it should be exclusive. There was a Dinesh D'Souza made the comment when we were together. He says the red meat Republicans, the people like ourselves, need to understand that there is an establishment element we need. And I'll tell you how I've seen the establishment element work. When you go to these LD meetings, these meetings for the district, the Republicans, the little guys that set these things up, these people have good intentions. And if we're in there at these meetings espousing our values and our virtues, they will listen. As it gets up the rank to the rank, no way, you know, to the upper echelon, they don't listen. But at that level, they will. And we can select the right candidates. We can work together in this process. But it has definitely got to be Trumpian in the end. No question about it. Anyway, these J6, that's what we call them, January 6th hearings are a ratings bust. Horrible. So bad that the Democrats are concerned. Here's Chuck Todd of NBC. He's speaking to some lady about this, and she's from Politico, is what I'm told. And she gives a pretty good assessment of it, of what's going on the Hill and how it's being perceived. And Chuck Todd's going to give you the polling on it, and then she'll give you the rest of it, and we'll probably talk about what she says in the second segment. But here's Chuck Todd and Betsy Woodruff.
Hey, let me pivot a little bit to January 6th, because Quinnipiac asked a terrific poll question. And I definitely plan to get our folks to steal it. They asked whether in 2020, do you believe Donald Trump truly believed there was voter fraud, or do you believe he deliberately wanted to spread false information? So the overall number is 48-43 in favor. More people think he was deliberately spreading false information than not. Now let me take you to the party divides. Among Democrats, only 7% thought he was doing it because he really believed it. 86% believed he was spreading false information on purpose. Numbers almost completely flipped among Republicans. 77% believing he believed it.
So those are the numbers. I'm going to stop it there for just a second, and we'll talk about Betsy Woodruff's response to this in a bit. But let's look at the numbers again. So 48% say they don't believe it's voter fraud. 43% say they do, which is a total of 91% for those of you doing the math, which means 9% are undecided. So that's where we are on that. And so let's add that 9% to the 43, and suddenly you've got a plurality, right? You've got 52% of the people believe it. And I'm only pointing this out to let you know that there's a big opportunity here. Because when we get into all the things that the Democrats have lied about, and if you can prove this lie, and if you can prove that this was yet another farce, like Russian collusion, then what happens? So in analyzing the numbers, supposedly 48% believe Donald Trump doesn't believe it, 43% believe that he does believe it, 9% are undecided. Of that, you separated. Democrats are staunchly of a belief that he's just passing false information. 86% of them say Donald Trump's the biggest liar on the planet, and only 7% believe that Donald Trump really believes it. Now, this has nothing to do with guilt or innocence, whether they believe it or not. This is all about Trump. Does he believe it? Democrats say, no, he doesn't believe it. He's just spreading false information. Republicans say, 77% say, yeah, he believes it. 17% say, no, he doesn't believe it. Now, you look at those numbers and you say, wow, well, a lot more Republicans don't believe that Trump believes it. Okay, you can analyze it that way. But here's how I analyze it. When 86% of the people find out whether it's through 2,000 mules or it's the sequel that we're going to be making, that they're lying. When those people start looking at this evidence and saying, wow, they've got videotape evidence of these people doing it. And oh, by the way, have you heard old poster boy Gillum? The guy who would have been governor of Florida? I mean, lost by the thinnest of margins, and they got Ron DeSantis, who is now America's most popular governor. Can you just think about this? This guy gets 21 indictments for what? Anybody? Anybody? Voter fraud. Campaign misuse of funds, etc. Everything that you can do, the Democrats do in elections, Gillum did. And this guy was a poster child of everything great for Democrats. That he was the next Obama. And then what do we find out? He's a closet homosexual, which I don't care. But he's lying to his public, presenting with his wife and his children and the typical picture. But he's a typical Democrat. He puts one thing in front of you, but he's completely opposite behind your back. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats have a massive perception problem on their hands, and it's earned. It's earned because they're scurrilous. These people will do whatever it takes to falsely win. They will cheat, they will do whatever it takes, and then they will persecute you for what you've done, for what they've done. They will then take what you, in other words, you can be telling the truth, they will turn into a lie, then they will sick the FBI on you, or worse, they will kill you. Or try to. Holy Mother of Scalise, don't believe me. Just look at the evidence. Kevin Jackson's here, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Thank you, folks, again, for birthday wishes, etc. Thanks to those of you who have tried to join the Backstage Club. I know we've had lots of issues, pretty much cracked the whip this week and said, look, we got to get stuff working for you. I know you want to support our mission here, and you will be able to do that. Whole massive overhaul of all of our processes because, boy, we've dropped the ball. Anyway, that's my fault more than anybody's because I'm just swamped. I'm too busy. For those of you who do want to volunteer and you're helping, I appreciate everything that you've done so far. So keep at it. We're going to get it together here because it's too important not to. It's not a game. We come on here, we have fun together, but I try to impart knowledge and give you the ammunition you need to go out there and fight these clowns. Because they're going to fight you hard. I want to play this clip again of Chuck Todd, but we're going to let you hear Betsy Woodruff, who finishes it. Betsy Woodruff Swan is her actual name. She's a Politico's national correspondent, and she's talking about what's going on Capitol Hill with these January 6th hearings. And it's terrible news for the Democrats. Awful news. Here's a clip.
Hey, let me pivot a little bit to January 6th, because Quinnipiac asked a terrific poll question. And I definitely plan to get our folks to steal it. They asked whether in 2020, do you believe Donald Trump truly believed there was voter fraud, or do you believe he deliberately wanted to spread false information? So the overall number is 48-43 in favor. More people think he was deliberately spreading false information than not. Now let me take you to the party divides. Among Democrats, only 7% thought he was doing it because he really believed it. 86% believed he was spreading false information on purpose. Numbers almost completely flipped among Republicans. 77% believing he believed it. Just 17. Which brings me to the all-important question, Betsy. Does the January 6th hearing break through at all? Is this more proof it does not?
I don't think it does. I've talked to two separate Democratic members of Congress in the last couple of weeks about January 6th. Obviously, can't say who. And both of them have said offhandedly, nobody gives a bleep about January 6th when they're talking about their districts and the way that elections play out. The reality is, obviously, it's a very important issue. Obviously, like, I've been covering this nonstop for the last year. It's important. It's a key part of understanding American history and the democratic trajectory that this country is on. It is also true at the same time, and not at all contradictory, that it's not a top-tier voting issue for people who are figuring out who they're going to support during the midterms. Top-tier issues are material concerns. How are people paying their mortgages? How much does it cost to get milk and bread? How much does it cost to get gas? Do these hearings result in different electoral outcomes for Democrats? I have yet to see any actual evidence that they do.
Let me help Betsy Woodruff Swan out. Nobody cares. There is no evidence that they do. This is a Hail Mary at best for the Democrats to try to propagate a lie that they hope the American people buy. And you can see on party lines that the Republicans do not buy it. The conservatives. Let me ask you, who do you think's more fired up about this election coming up? The Democrats or the Republicans? How fired up could you be as a Democrat? I'm asking this. It's not rhetorical. I'm asking you, how fired up can you be? You've got Joe Biden as your president, who is a brain-dead moron. No question about it. I'm being nice when I say that. He's a moron. And what is the outcome of Joe Biden's presidency? The guy that told you he was going to bring civility, he's going to bring prosperity, he was going to save your life from Wu flu and a host of other things. Cure cancer, for goodness sakes. And what do you have? You have the highest gas prices you've ever paid in your life, the highest electricity, the highest rent. You've got the highest level of inflation in your lifetime. What else? You've got potential for war. And who does Joe Biden blame? He blames retailers. You guys need to adjust the price at the pump. It's up to you. Then he blamed the oil and gas companies themselves, the people who put trillions of dollars of infrastructure so that we could become what? Anybody? Anybody? Energy dependent under Trump? Do you think if the, I don't know, I can't speak for the Republicans because they're a bunch of weak-kneed sissies, but I'll tell you this, if I were a Republican in office, I would be gloating, I would be just, couldn't even wait to get at a Democrat and say, yeah, look at what we left you with and what you put into office in the big cheat, and I'd tell them it was a big cheat, in the coup. This is who you put into office to replace a guy who made us energy independent, who had rents in check, who had inflation in check, who brought prosperity back, and had you left him alone, he would have united the nation the same way he united North and South Korea, and he had the Middle East speaking to one another. You want to talk about bringing civility back? Give me more of whatever that guy's doing, because if he can get the Israelis talking to the Saudis and the UAE, if he can get North and South Korea to speak to each other, don't you think he would probably have been okay with America if you racist leftists had left him alone? Exactly. So I love this, how Betsy Woodruff Swan said, it's an important issue. It's so important that nobody gives a bleep. That's what they said. She asked two Democrats. Here's what she says when asked, does it break through at all? I don't think it does. I've talked to two separate Democratic members of Congress in the last couple of weeks about January 6th. Obviously, I can't say who. And both of them have said offhandedly, nobody gives a bleep about January 6th when they're talking about their districts and the way elections play out. You want to know why nobody gives a bleep? Because despite this Quinnipiac polling that says 86% of Democrats don't believe Trump believes this cheat, I promise you, they know they cheated. See, you can go wink, wink, nod, nod, we didn't cheat. Democrats know they cheated. They don't have to see any evidence. They don't need 2,000 mules. They don't need geo-tracking or anything else. These people know Democrats cheated. They're okay with it. Because it was Democrats. See, if you'd asked this poll of Republicans, if they had cheated against, say, Obama, the Democrats would overwhelmingly say that they cheated. You would have watched these numbers flip. They'd say, yes, they cheated. But you'd see a bunch of us saying, yep, we cheated. As I point out often, folks, that's the difference between us and them, the good guys and the bad guys.
Jackson Radio Show.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
He didn't limit it. He simply took it away. That's never been done to a right so important to so many Americans. But they did it.
President Joe Biden reacting to the Supreme Court overturning the 1973 Roe versus Wade decision that first recognized a constitutional right to abortion. This as pro-life advocates at the Supreme Court could not contain their emotions once the ruling came down. Protests and counter-protests continuing outside the barricaded Supreme Court building. A pro-abortion group called Jane's Revenge is planning a night of rage in Washington, D.C. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken meets with Germany's foreign minister in Berlin. Blinken defending the sanctions Western countries imposed on Russia following its invasion of Ukraine, saying they're not to blame for a shortage of grain and food across the world.
The sanctions that we've imposed on Russia collectively and with many other countries exempt food, exempt food products, exempt fertilizers, exempt insurers, exempt shippers.
President Biden will attend a G7 summit in Germany next week to further discuss the response regarding Russia's military aggression in Ukraine. Online review company Yelp is shutting down its offices in New York, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., saying the future of work at Yelp is remote. Yelp's CEO saying all three offices are constantly underutilized and that the vast majority of employees prefer working from home. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You gotta love how Democrats try to position somebody in a way to make you believe that they're such a stand-up person. I remember the first time I saw Andrew Gillum, for example. And this guy, he came off as this very stately black man, and he was very Obama-esque, except darker. Because Democrats finally got to the point where they could accept darker Negroes for office. So they got, I'm talking about in positions of authority, governors and senators and not just Congress people. So anyway, they presented Andrew Gillum and he comes off as a, I mean, when you see him, he's very polished and, you know, he seemed very even keeled. He didn't let things get to him. And it was a formidable race. And everything I read about this guy, I go, he's Obama light. He's exactly what they want to make it appear as though leftism is acceptable, when in fact, leftism is horrible. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. They dress Gillum up and try to make you believe this man is such a, you know, he's poly. What do they say about Obama? They put him in front of you. They put him in a suit. He speaks very clearly and articulately. And they say, well, why wouldn't you want this guy? He's such a clean Negro. And Gillum was identical. He was going to lead Florida into the blue. Can you imagine Gillum as governor of Florida, what he would have been doing in the time of DeSantis? Do you think we would be talking about Florida as this beacon of freedom while everything else was shut down? We would be looking at Florida would have been, the complexion of Florida would have been completely dark. Pardon the pun. It was intentional. Anyway, you get what I'm saying. Would have been a whole different deal. But Ron DeSantis beats this guy by the skin of his teeth, and the rest is history. I give you God. If you want to know there is a God, look at what happened in Florida. This guy, because they cheated for him. They cheated for him. But I'm telling you, there were a lot of people that felt very Obama-like with Gillum. Oh, he's an amazing. Look at him. He's so pretty and clean and dark skin. Look at that pretty skin. I don't know what they were thinking, but it was probably along that. Because they certainly weren't looking at his policies. But here's what they wrote about the win. Ron DeSantis will be the next Florida governor, extending Republican control of the state's highest office to a 6 straight 4-year term and proving that a candidacy almost entirely about President Donald Trump can win the top office in a major state. So Trump brought DeSantis through. And I know people that worked on the campaign, and Ron DeSantis won because of the black woman vote. Many of the black women saw through this clown, Andrew Gillum. They go on to say this in the Huffington Post. DeSantis, who was a little known congressman from the Jacksonville suburbs a year ago, squeaked past Democrat Andrew Gillum in what quickly became a nasty contest with racial overtones and accusations of corruption. Gillum conceded the race at about 11 p.m., 3 hours after the polls closed in the state's panhandle, and after almost all the votes had been counted in heavily Democratic South Florida. Here's what Gillum said. "I still believe, I still trust the voters." This guy was the mayor of Tallahassee. He says, "We may not have shown up all the way that we thought and hoped that we would, but I still believe that there are still more of us who believe in what is common, what is decent, and what is right. I believe that in the long run, good always wins out over evil." You got to love the comparisons here, right? What is good, common and decent and right. Good wins out over evil. He added, "I sincerely regret I couldn't bring it home for you, but I guarantee you this. I'm not going anywhere. We're going to fight." Great concession speech for a guy who's planning on coming back and having his great career in politics, right? And then what do we find out about Gillum? Gillum's a liar. Gillum has lied to the public. I don't know if he was lying to his family in the sense of he's bisexual. Did you see when he finally got discovered, he's hanging out with a male prostitute, found butt naked in a hotel room. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited here. I'm not trying to be gross or anything like this. I want to just explain to you, this guy gets caught because his schedule had him somewhere else. Where do they find him? He's in a bedroom and in a hotel room with a male prostitute. When they go in, these guys are passed out. They got pictures of Gillum butt naked with this dude. I mean, not together necessarily, but butt naked in this room, both of them. Feces found on the sheets. I'm not trying to make stuff up, and again, I'm not trying to gross you out, but I think you get the picture. And Gillum said, I barely know. I don't even know the story, but I can tell you this. It was unbelievable. It was as unbelievable what Gillum said about the situation when he was asked as it was to believe that Joe Biden beat Donald Trump in a fair election. Unbelievable. It is as unbelievable as the data that they give us for Wu Flu. It is unbelievable as most of the polls that you will get that talk about this economy and all. It's just unbelievable because it is nothing but lies. Anything these people tell you, whether they're talking about Russian collusion, inflation rate, inflation's 8.6%. Yeah, if measured by today's stupid numbers, but go measure inflation by what you pay for stuff and then tell me they're not lying to you. See, I'll prove it every single time. I don't have to. This isn't conjecture on my part. Stuff that you are paying for has not gone up 8% or 10% or whatever. It's at least 25%. Since Joe Biden's entered office, I can guarantee you this. Your food prices are up well over 20%. Your gasoline price is up over 20%. Your rent price is up over 20%. And I could go on. Your entertainment, everything you do is up. No question about it. So why do they keep filling us full of lies? It's like they open our mouths and they just with a fire hose. You'll accept these lies. Gillum was a scoundrel when he was running. They wanted you to believe he was a person that he was, and he was everything but that. I don't know if his wife knew that he was a toe tapper, what we say in the black vernacular, on the DL, the down low. You know, in other words, wanting to, you know, be with men. Tell your wife, if that's the way you roll, you're a Democrat. It's a free for all over there. You're one of the Qs of the LGBTQ. You're still questioning your queerness. Well, go just tell your wife, "I'm a Democrat. It's all fair game. My morality and ethics are fleeting. They can be what they want when I want them to be. If you're with a Democrat, let me tell you, whether you're married to them, dating them, they're your friend, they're your business partner, trust and believe that it is absolutely fleeting, you know, flippant morality. They don't have their ethics and morality are relative. And when I say relative, it's relative to what they can get from you. Because when it comes to their stuff, they keep it. When it comes to your stuff, their morality is it's mine. All mine. I can have it whenever I want. It is rare. I don't even think they exist, to be honest, to find a Democrat that thinks like we do, where we say what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. And if we decide to put these things together, share whatever, that fine. But what's mine is mine and what's yours is yours. And I don't begrudge you if you have more. Most of my friends are far more wealthy than I am. Just saying. But there are a few of them that aren't. And you'd be hard pressed to know who's who. Because we don't care. We don't measure ourselves that way. We do what we can together and fellowship together. And what we can't do, if you can go do more than I, congratulations. Come back and let me live vicariously through your trip. I had a friend, he went on a 20 cities. They flew into these major cities and had these lavish things. He called it the trip of a lifetime. And I lived vicariously through him on that. I probably will never do something like that in my lifetime. I'm cool. Anyway, going back to Gillum. He is a poster child for the Democratic Party and how they operate. They painted this guy as the next best thing since sliced bread. He's a Barack Obama on steroids. You're going to love him, Florida. And Florida dodged a bullet. This guy loses. I don't know. I don't remember the timeline, but I'll tell you this. That story, when it broke, it was amazing. And then he goes on TV, sits with his wife, and he said, I am what they call sexual fluid or whatever. I don't know what he said, but it was with his wife there that, you know, this is a personal matter. My family knows about what I, you know. So then we're supposed to believe that she was in the know, which she might have been. I don't care. Don't know, don't care. But do you think the public should have known? What face should you put on your who you really are? Should you say, look, I'm bisexual? Okay, accept it. More when we get back, folks. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're getting our first look at evidence from the overdose emergency involving former gubernatorial candidate Andrew Gillum.
And we're talking about a very messy hotel room with drugs scattered everywhere. Local 10 News reporter Laren Livingston is live on South Beach to show us. Laren.
So police tell us back on March 13th, Andrew Gillum was so inebriated when they got here to the Mondrian South Beach Hotel that he could not even speak with those officers who responded here. And so now we're seeing and hearing some of what those first responders saw and heard when they made it here to the hotel that night.
Reference 3, point of arrest, 341, 1100, 1000.
It's around 1 a.m. March 13th. Miami Beach police make their way into the Mondrian South Beach Hotel and up to the 11th floor. The first knock goes unanswered seconds later. That's when things literally get blurry for privacy reasons. The audio also goes silent. Police encounter a man barely dressed, if at all. You can make out what appears to be Miami Beach fire rescue medics moving around the room. At one point, police direct what appears to be a nude man to the bathroom. He's questioned and later takes a seat. The call came in about a suspected drug overdose. Andrew Gillum, husband, father, and rising star in the Democratic Party, the first black nominee of a major party when he ran for Florida governor, was one of three men found inside that hotel room. Police say Aldo Mejias came back to the room where he found Gillum and Travis Dyson under the influence of an unknown substance. Gillum, who'd reportedly been found vomiting in the bathroom, was later allowed to leave the hotel to go home. Police also released these photos showing the mess left behind, stained pillowcases and sheets, pills and bottles of pills spilled in various places. Police also removed what they suspected to be three small bags of crystal meth.
Police say those suspected drugs were eventually impounded. No criminal charges were ever filed, and Gillum claimed he was here in South Florida for a wedding. He has since apologized and says he never has used methamphetamines, but he did say that after that unsuccessful bid for governor, he did fall into depression, started abusing alcohol, and he has since entered into rehab. We reached out to all three of the men who were involved in this incident that night, have not yet heard back.
Florida and America dodged the bullet. With this guy, go back and look at these videos. Look at the. You, by the way, you can barely find stories about Gillum. That, you know how hard I had to search to find a news story. Now there were people, a lot of black folks that were ridiculing him, which is a good thing. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. But you can hardly find a news story talking about Gillum in that whole sordid affair. Welcome back, KevinJacksonNetwork.com 844-551-8255. That, folks, was a news report on another guy declared a Democrat rising star. Did he fool them? No. They knew exactly what he was about. They still wanted him in there. There are people right now who would vote for this clown over Ron DeSantis in Florida or around the country. This article... Democrat Andrew Gillum charged in federal court, 21 felonies related to his failed 2018 Florida gubernatorial campaign. 21. A federal grand jury has returned 21-count indictment against Andrew Dimitrik Gillum, age 42, and Sharon Janet Lettman Hicks, 53, both of Tallahassee. U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Florida. I don't know who that is, but I'm shocked they did it. That U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Florida must be a Republican. Who is it? Someone let me know. They say the indictment... Oh, by the way, they said it's overseen by the Biden administration. I don't know what that means, but I guess they're trying to make this point. That this is the Biden administration going after Gillum. This isn't Trump. This is Biden. Gillum claimed he was innocent. Charges were political. Even though it's Biden doing it. He says the indictment alleges that between 2016 and 2019, the two defendants conspired to commit wire fraud by unlawfully soliciting and obtaining funds from various entities and individuals through false and fraudulent promises and representations that the funds would be used for a legitimate purpose. The indictment further alleges the defendants used third parties to divert a portion of the funds to a company owned by Lettman Hicks, who then fraudulently provided the funds described as payroll payments to Gillum for his personal use. Both defendants charged with 19 counts of wire fraud. Gillum is also charged with making false statements to agents of the FBI. I. Maybe they're making a point. You are persona non grata. You're done, dude. I don't know. But nothing surprises me. Did you hear that report about Gillum? He's caught with two guys in his room. One's a male prostitute. They were apparently engaging in, well, you know, drugs, prostitution, and I don't know what else you could charge him with, but certainly those two things I do believe are illegal. But they let Gillum go. And then he lied. Oh, I was there at a wedding. I was down in Florida at a wedding. Just lying. Then they find out the truth and he comes clean. Okay, well, it turns out I do like boys too. Mm-hmm. Well, somebody ought to tell you, your wife and your kids and everybody else. But this is the coup de grace, the icing on the cake. To let Gillum know, you're done. Who did he get upset? Who did he make mad? Normally, you just out. You have a resurgence later. You make your apologies. As he said, I'm going to rehab. For what? You going for sexual reassignment rehab? Are you going for drugs? You going for alcohol? Yeah, the loss. I took the loss very hard. I'll leave it alone because it's open for jokes with me saying it that way. But the point is this. Somebody's after him. They said if he's found guilty, he faces up to 5 years in prison for making false statements, 20 years in prison for the conspiracy to commit wire fraud, 20 years in prison per charge for wire fraud. NBC News national political reporter Mark Caputo tweeted that Gillum surrendered to authorities ahead of the indictment being unsealed. So he turned himself in. What else can we say about this? All I can tell you is, a few years ago, this man was the talk of the Democratic Party. He was Barack Obama. And if Florida... If 20,000 votes, I don't remember the number, but if roughly 20,000 votes had swung, say 12,000 swung away from DeSantis into him, because DeSantis won by like 20,000 and change, the complexion of politics in America is dramatically different. If you don't believe there is a God, understand that. That one race, and what would we be talking about DeSantis? Nope. Trump would have, Florida would be a foregone conclusion for the Democrats at this point. I want you to just think of everything that changes with one race. What changes if Donald Trump wins? I mean, he won. We know he won. But if he didn't get cheated out, what changes in America? How big was that? When people tell you, oh, the president doesn't have that much to do with anything, I point to this last big cheat. I'll ask you, what do you think it would have, how would we be different? A 7-2 Supreme Court, more federal judges and district judges appointed by Trump, no inflation, no leading to recession or the next Great Depression, consumer confidence up, consumer price index down, people working, people feeling great about America. Not listening to these people drone on about the nonsense. Gas prices, where they were before Trump era, probably less. American independence on foreign oil, American shipping oil, no CRT in schools, no LGBT agenda, no nonsense, crap that we, you know, that this country gets spewed on us every single day. What would be different? What a difference a day makes. What a difference a president makes. What a difference a governor makes, by the way. What a difference a school board member makes. If you ever think that these races don't matter, think about this one race. Then think about the presidency. Then take it down to your local level and ask yourself, why should you support these city council people? One person makes a difference.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.